You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We are joined by our second guest of the show, Holistically. Our first live guest, though, we have old mate Bex Pemberton from the band Teal Sky, who are based out of Otatahi. They've recently released a new track called Fuster Cluck. Of course, that's a play on a word, which I wish I could say on air. I don't think I can, though. We'll talk to them about what this new track means for the band, and we'll also just be having a bit of a catch-up. So, good morning to you, Bex. How are you?
Yo, what's up, my man? I'm good. What an intro.
Thank you. I'm trying to get better at it. It's a work in progress. Really work in progress, you know, Gil. I'm glad to hear that you're doing good. Last time we spoke was on Parakuihi Pals in December. I think it was for the second last show or something of the year. How have you been since then?
Oh, man, that was a really good catch up. I really did appreciate that one. I've been good. Just been busy doing stuff with RDU, stuff with Teal Sky, other things that I'm wanting to work on that I can't disclose. But, just being busy.
Nice, man. Nice, nice. How goes the mighty RDU?
Oh, good old mighty RDU. Yeah, no, it's going really good. We've actually just entered our 50th year, so that's really cool. It's birthday.
Nice, nice. Birthday. You're the older sibling. We're, I think, 40 years old.
You don't look a day over 21.
Oh, stop it, girl. It's funny that all these radio stations are like Gen X / millennial in age.
Honestly, like sometimes I sit there and I'm like, oh, wow. Because like a lot, I can very comfortably say this, like a lot of our broadcasters and people that work there are a lot older. And so it's quite fun being the young one that's just a bit chaotic and just like, you know, it's good fun.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. I noticed on Instagram, on the band Instagram, you've removed all of your non-Fuster Cluck related posts. What is this new era of Teal Sky that we're in? You know, what is it to be in a Fuster Cluck?
Oh, do you know what? That's a great question. It's just a really good play on words for a starter. Did a full rebrand, a full wipe. We've got like a new logo. We've got new like press shots and stuff coming out. This single and the music video is kind of actually just leading and steering the way in the direction that we want to go in terms of like professionalism, just in terms of sound. Because you know, like the EP that we dropped last year, it was like a multi-genre fun little thing, and it had a lot of different vibes on it, you know, little rap song and stuff. So the roots of, you know, Teal Sky and what I originally wanted it to be was like very heavy, like almost metal, like quite hardcore, like just punk. And so it's like a full send into the roots, really, and just being like, let's do it. And it's aggressive, it's fun, and yeah, just gotta have to say a huge massive thank you to Adam Hogan, because he absolutely nailed that music video. It's insane.
Yeah, he's a relative of Hulk, isn't he?
Do you know what? If he was actually a relative of Hulk Hogan, that would be so sick.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be scouting from the rooftop scale. But so this means that you're going to take a more focused approach, because I think last year you had like, as you mentioned, the rap song, and it was more of kind of like a scattershot, see what sticks kind of thing, right?
Yeah, it was just kind of like we all had so many different influences, and we just all had different kind of just vibes that we were bringing, and we thought, well, okay. And so we made like 15 songs, and then we were like, oh, okay, we'll just like bring it down. And then we brought it down to the 5, and we were like, oh. But then when we actually like completed the EP and we like listened to it back, and we were in the studio recording, the 3 that stuck out were Citalopram, Tired, and Riff Raff, because those were like the true roots, I guess, of like who we are. And we kind of just sat there and we were like, wait a minute, we really like these ones. This is actually really cool. And so then when we've come into this new like era, new year, and we've been, you know, writing all this music, they've all kind of started stemming from that same way, but just a bit more aggressive and a bit more oomph. And dude, it's just so fun. Like, they're really fun to perform, they're really fun to, I don't know, just get immersed in, I guess.
The new track, it takes a very rocky, pop punky, medley kind of approach. I think of it as sort of an equivalent to the metal version of Baby Blue by Action Bronson, just because it's like real spiteful, kind of, you know, hoping the worst for someone who's wronged you, which is fair enough. And I find that these songs always have a paradox. You're like, I don't care about you so much, I'm going to make a song to show you how much I don't care about you. You know?
100%. But you're right. But the funniest part is this single and the next single, Rearrange. They sound, you know, like really angry and like really spiteful. But it's not coming from me at all. So it's like the way that the songs were kind of written was Tim and the boys create, like Tim created that riff. It's like, it's almost like a hardcore riff, and yeah, we were sitting there and we were like cooking and I was coming up with ideas, but I couldn't channel myself into it, if that makes any sense. I was kind of like, oh, I don't really feel attached to this. Like, I don't really think my words or my thoughts or my feelings are coming out here. And Tim had been, our guitarist, had been going through like a really, really tough time. And we'd been having like all of these very extensive chats and stuff like that. And then I was just kind of like, oh, and he was going through quite a lot of heartbreak. And we were sitting there one time and I was like, I'll admit it, I was stuck. I was like, I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to write. And then I could just feel all of this energy and all of this anger and frustration and just pure raw emotion from Tim. And I was like, hmm. So then I wrote down all these lyrics and I was like, is this how you feel? And he was like, yes. And yes. I was like, oh. He was like, yes, that's exactly how I feel. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, damn. Because like, I wouldn't really write a song like that, like about someone, if you kind of get what I mean. Like, I don't know, it's not really, you know, but I could just feel all of that coming off him and I was like, oh wow. And then we segued into our next single and it was the exact same. I was like, oh god, like, I could just, there's just so much energy coming from this man. So,
bro was sad.
yeah really sad, really angry. So I was like, oh okay. So yeah, it's just, it's kind of interesting having two singles, two singles where all of the energy, the story and everything about it is just, yeah, all coming from Tim, but I just kind of channeled it and wrote it.
Do you find it hard to get into that headspace and channel things? Because it's kind of a form of, like, almost acting in a way.
Yeah, it is a form of acting. It's 100% a form of acting. I do find it weird. I mean, because we're a band and it's such a group approach, though, I don't view any of the songs within Teal Sky as my own. Other than Riff Raff, because Riff Raff actually came from a deep place from me. So I was like, ooh, but, you know, I think it is a form of acting, because you're taking on a role and performing a role of someone else's emotions rather than your own. So it can feel kind of weird. Like, sometimes I'll perform it and I'm literally like, da 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 da, this isn't my anger or anything, so this is kind of funny. But yeah, it's really different, but it's also really fun as a new like songwriting experience, I guess, because I've never done that before and I've never had that happen before. Like, we've had songs in the past where Tim's written them and then all of the songs off the EP I wrote, and then now it's like, oh, okay, well, theoretically, this is Tim's energy. And who knows? The next single I could write could be about Elliot's love for his snare drum. I don't know.
Please do. Please do.
Yeah.
Look at this. I think the track, sonically, it can fit into like either a 90s sort of hard direction or a 2000s pop-punky direction, as I mentioned before. I think it's got a good portion of both. And I want to know, if you had to only listen to music from one of those decades, what decade would it be? If you couldn't listen to one from the other. 90s?
90s.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Because, like, I think the early 2000s was really, like, spectacular. And, you know,
Paramore.
The and everything. Paramore. Don't.
I knew you were a fan of Paramore. I was going to bring it up. I knew you were a fan. Literally on my phone, right in front of me.
Literally, everybody clocks it. Everyone's like, you're a fan of Paramore. I'm like, eh. if we could just put Paramore into the 90s. But no, I don't know. There was something about the 90s in terms of all the different genres. It was so pivotal for so much stuff. I would have to pick 90s. But if we could just jump Hayley Williams over.
I'm trying to think, who is the Hayley Williams of the 90s? And all I can think of is PJ Harvey, but she's a lot more like sad and horny than
she's just an enigma. I think PJ Harvey is just incredible. I think
she's one of one.
Yeah, she is one of one. And there's so many other. Yeah, I think it was a good time bracket for a lot of female artists.
Tool and bracket, yeah, sure was, man. Fiona Apple.
Oh
gosh,
yes.
Who isn't there? Gwen Stefani. Jeez. Jeez, yeah, Louise.
Come on now. No.
Alrighty. You all dropped an EP last year called Misery and Serenity. Is Fuster Cluck the sign that we might get an album in 2026?
Ooh, yes. No album, because like we do not have enough money for that. But we are going to release another EP this year at the end of the year. Hopefully we're looking at around like October, November, which will be really cool. And yeah, we've already written about like 6 songs that we think are going to go on it, and they are all in the same like aggressive genre. Honestly, one of the new tracks kind of sounds like Tool, and I don't know how.
Yo.
We got there. No, but I don't know how we got there, because I don't actively listen to Tool at all. Like, I couldn't name one song. But yeah, I don't know. It's really interesting. And it's really exciting, I guess, because yeah, the last body of work was just like this cool combination of like, oh, here's a bunch of random stuff. We had fun. Woo, go team. And then now it's like, nah. This is the route, this is the direction, this is what we want to do. And yeah, I'm excited, man. I think it's going to be really fun.
You should, man. Time to lock in. Just on Tool, have you seen like Tool music videos?
One of my friends called Amand, he like has all these discs of all these different like music videos from all throughout the years and stuff like that. He's a big music video guy. And he has showed me one before, but I can't remember what song it was. But I just remember I was sitting there and was like tripped out.
Yeah.
Simon RDU is also a huge Tool fan. He's got this real dope Tool shirt that's all like...
Ooh. Yeah, it looks like a DMT trip.
Literally.
I heard there's a really good comedian I like called Nick Mullen, and he made a joke about how all the Tool music videos look like sick aliens doing yoga.
Yeah, honestly, that's true. Yeah.
But yeah, thank you for coming on the show today, man, and talking about Fuster Cluck. I really appreciate it. A pleasure as always. Do you have any final words, thoughts, considerations for our listeners out there, my G?
Oh, nah, just thanks so much, man. You're the best. Mad love to Radio 1. Absolutely love you guys. And yeah, if you want to stream the song, feel free to stream it. If you want to see the music video that Adam Hogan, who put a lot of energy into and created a beautiful little wee visual there.
Yeah, great lighting. Great lighting. Yeah,
dude, he's so insane. Like, he is so talented. And yeah, I guess just stay tuned. We've got more stuff coming, I guess.
Awesome.
And we'll come to Dunedin soon.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Come to the crown, man. Come play at the crown.
You know it.
The crown needs you. Alrighty. Take care, man. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, man.
Alright, folks. That was Bex Pemberton from Teal Sky. We're talking to Bex about the band's latest track, Fuster Cluck, which you can find wherever you find your music. You are indeed listening to Radio 191 FM. We're going to play the new Teal Sky track for you, for your lovely listening pleasure. This is the Big Breaky Show on Radio 191 FM. Here is Teal Sky with Fuster Cluck.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.